Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
Oh, what an interesting and
unique. How does interest come about?
How does interest come about? It comes about because the Fed decides to get together with the international banksters and commit more fraud on all of us. They jack the interest up. They lower it. They do what benefits them. They never do what is beneficial to the public. Good news, bad news, inflation, deflation, recession, depression. It doesn't matter. The bankers always win. The people almost always lose. Good day. Jeff Bennett here with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth for this Tuesday, 18th day of June. Month is over, half over. At the end of the month, the year will be half over. Time flies. And for few people in this nation are things getting better. Interesting headline. I'm 65. My mortgage is paid off, and I've got $370,000 in savings. So why am I still worried about money? Well, my friend, because at the age of 65, let's assume you live to be 85 or 90, I can guarantee you with the cost of living and the games that are being played by politicians and bankers and Wall Street, $370,000 won't last you, not if you live in this country. Markets, interesting. Dow Jones Industrial is up 375 and a quarter, 377 now, at 26,489 and three quarters. S&P 500 is up 31 points at 2,920. NASDAQ up 120 points at 7,965. Global Dow is up 36 and a half at 3,036. Gold has had an interesting day. Gold is actually having a very quiet, calm run. And I wish I had the figures with me, as to where gold was like last October versus where it is today. If I'm not mistaken, it was in the very high 1100s. Might have been low 1200s, but I think it was in the very high 1189, something like that. Not bad, considering gold at present time is at about 1350. So, you know, we're up. Where's my stupid calculator? Anybody got their brains functioning here today? mine or not. I had about 3 hours sleep last night. I've been up since 6:20 this morning. That's some major projects going on. Let's take a look here. What are we at? Minus 1289. No, that's I did that wrong. 1350 minus 89. We're up $161 an ounce on gold. Silver, we're not moving as quickly, but I have no complaints with it. Gold up 7.5 today at a little over 1350. Silver is up on the day at 15 cents. But we're just shy of $15 an ounce. Now, once again, depending on where you go, I look at one site right now, it tells me it's $14.96. I look at another site, it tells me it's at, you know, $15.01, $15.02. Different companies put different spots out for different reasons. A lot of it's because they're selling in the future. If there's a estimation that maybe September futures will be 1550, you'll see 1550 by tomorrow, except that it's not real. You know, it's spot. Everybody's betting on the come, so to speak. And nothing pornographic meant there, so cut the garbage. Let's see what else is going on. piece I just came across before going on the air. It's probably time to kiss a housing rebound goodbye. But let's take a look at some of the other interesting headlines we've got posted at MPM. That's Morgana Precious Metals. Interesting stuff. I wound up adding two additional pieces after I did my posting very late last night. This, to me, was one of the most interesting ones. Millennials who live with mom and dad will need $10,000 to move out. Where do you think they're going to get the 10 grand? From mom and dad. Now, consider the guy who's retired. Maybe he and his wife have got two or three kids living at home, and he wants to know what he's going to do with his 370 grand. Well, I think he'd blow 30,000 to kick them all out. 10 grand a kid, you know. Oh, there's a hefty price tag breaking domestic ties with mommy and daddy. The millennials are supposedly splurging on trendy and, according to an oft-repeated cliche, expensive avocado toast. Expensive avocado toast. Because they're too dumb to buy a toaster and buy a good quality bread and buy a fresh avocado. No, they're going to go out and spend money to get one. It's like going to Starbucks and forking out $2.50, $3 for a cup of coffee that you could buy at Dutch Bros for $1.75. I mean, you know, come on. Or for $1.75, you can stay home and make a couple of pots full, you know, which is what I generally do. Sheesh. The Big Fish. What was that TV show? Barney Miller. It was the guy, was his name Abe Vigoda? Yeah, his character's name was Fish. Well, according to what I read late last night, the big fish in the investment pond are, they're buying gold. I mean, there's no better safe haven asset to preserve wealth with against the dangers of global, let's call it imbalances. And that's why some of the prominent big-time investors are now starting to pay attention to gold. But we're not at peak gold just yet. Oh, no, we got a ways to go. Of course, the Federal Reserve says not to worry about a financial crisis. And when the Federal Reserve says that, we better start paying attention. I mean, most folks haven't studied economics. They don't understand the contributing factors that led to the Great Recession, let alone the Great Depression. So they still view the Federal Reserve as a hero that saved the country from total collapse. But then people like yourself and myself and others, those of us who are informed, we understand that the financial bubbles seen over the last 20 years have been directly caused by the Federal Reserve and their reckless intervention in the markets. But then, banks are nothing but tools of Wall Street now anyway, are they? Unreal. Gold and silver, are they breaking out, or are they just kind of finding their legs? There are those who they've been on record for quite a while, having stated that gold would begin moving higher in the second half of this year. It started earlier than that. As I mentioned, we're up $161 since late October. That's interesting. You know, if you'd put $20,000-$30,000 into gold back in October, I'd have to do some quick calculations here. I can get fairly quick here. Hold on. Let's try this. Let's try this. Anyway, three. Let's just take $30,000 for poops and giggles. 30. That doesn't sound, I didn't do that right. Hang on. God, yeah. Oh, boy. I haven't one of those days. It's a good day. I have no complaints. No complaints whatsoever. Okay. We got that plus this. We got that. Okay. We'll go with that. So 30,000 divided by this. You could have bought not a lot, 20, let's say 24 ounces of gold, a little bit left over. So take that 24 ounces of gold and multiply it times the increase in the purchasing power of gold since then. You'd have been up about almost $3,900. That ain't bad. Not bad at all. I mean, that's over 10%, folks. Use your brains. More of that to come, which is interesting because 25% of Americans today are worse off than they were before the recession of 11 years ago. Morgan Stanley says that business conditions are at their worst since the Great Recession. Of course, then the last headline we've got posted on today's MPM. That's Organ of Precious Metals. The headline states there's a critical national interest in cleaning up the corrupt stock market structure. a national interest. That's about as good as our votes, right? It's about as good as our polls and our demands that they build the wall or put landmines down on the border, et cetera, et cetera. You take a look at some of the headlines we've got published over at Federal Observer today as it relates to this invasion. It's appalling. You see the uphill battle we're fighting. Some of the headlines from a couple of days ago, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time because I've got a really interesting direction to go today. Morgan Stanley's business conditions just suffered biggest one-day month decline in history. This guy says gold price will scream and see $1,700 quickly. That comes from a guy, he's a billionaire named Paul Tudor Jones. That one doesn't bother me. Here's the one that bothers me. For any of you folks who tend to visit Morgana Precious Metals and read our so-called double eagle headlines with their little blurbs and the links to the original article. Anytime you see a piece within the text in a bright red, that's my personal comments. This particular headline came out the other day. Gold rally above 3750 before December of 2019. Guy says, we asked our researchers a question. Could gold rally above $3,750 before the end of the year? We wanted to see what type of research they would bring to the table that could support a move like this of nearly a 200% from the current levels. When I see headlines like that, somebody's got a sales pitch they're ready to lay on you. And my open statement was, be careful with statements such as those. How many newsletter writers and people that are all over the internet that in one strange form or another tend to line their pockets with either newsletter sales, you know, $130 a year, whatever they're getting for them. I remember at one time Bob Chapman admitted he had 130,000, I believe it was, subscribers. Now, if that were true, keep in mind how many different programs Bob was on. He was on with John Stadtmiller once a week. And I had some dealings with Bob Chapman. The problem is most of those newsletter subscriptions were paid for by whosever program he happened to be on, who had something to offer. And gee, if you buy our package today, we'll give you a one-year free subscription to Bob's newsletter. All right, that's not uncommon. A lot of Bob's advice was good. Some of it I disagreed with. I shared the story with you before. Bob called me on a Saturday and introduced me to a gentleman who's become a very good friend and a good client. And this client had one time had done some business with a woman who's still on the alternative media, I guess, from somewhere in the East Coast region. She sold the guy a whole bunch of MS-64 certified $20 gold pieces. Oh boy, that's going to lead us to our subject here in a few moments. At typical industry market prices, which I will tell you right now, do not forget what I'm about to say. Those certified, so-called, alleged rarities, number one, were all common date coins. And I think they were liberties. And if you're really hot to buy some of those, you can expect to pay a 40 to 60% commission when you buy them. Oh, they'll never admit to that, but that's what you're paying. I can prove it because I worked for a company that did that many years ago. Biggest scam I ever came across in my life. I didn't stay there long when I realized what dirty, dirty, foul way it was. Anyway, this gentleman who Chapman introduced me to had purchased a massive amount of these coins from this woman. And by the time Chapman turned them over to me, gold had gone up some $400 an ounce. And yet this client was still upside down with what he had paid this, shall we call her, a songwriter. Not uncommon. She was just following standard industry practices. It's not that I've not sold certified numismatic coins in the past. I certainly have. Big difference, though. If you're interested in buying those St. Gaudens and Liberty and certified grades, MS 61, 2, 3, whatever, my guarantee is you will only be charged $50 per coin over my cost. Now, to some of you, that may sound outrageously high. That's cheap. The average company, you'll pay $350 over. Yeah. I could do a little bit of up-to-date research for you, but I'm not going to spend the time with that. You'll understand more in a little while. But be careful when you come across people talking about gold could reach $3,750 by the end of the year. Well, it could, but I wouldn't count on it. Besides, if it does, we're going to be in real deep trouble. And it's interesting because I remember publishing either an article several days ago or a headline. There it is. It says, you don't want to live in a $10,000 an ounce gold world. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah. You do not want to live in a world where gold is worth $10,000 an ounce. Spooky, scary stuff. Currently, we've got, you know, headlines posted for today, June 18th, June 17th. I don't always do the headlines every single day. June 13th was prior to that, probably about a weekend in between all that. Oh, this is kind of a neat story. Mr. Breast, Beast. The guy walks into a place, gets a glass of water, and left a $7,000 tip to the person who served him. Oh, not just a tip, a gold bar worth $7,000. Makes you want to get a job as a waiter or a waitress again, doesn't it? I don't think so. Keep some of the things in mind we've talked about thus far today. We've talked about commission spreads that some of these companies survive on, except they don't survive. If they can continue to find clients that will fall for their games, hook, line, and sinker, you're going to find clients that down the road are going to be very unhappy clients. We're going to talk a little bit about some of this today and how, maybe not specifics, but I guess to some degree, how this business that I'm in and have been in for 30 years, professionally speaking, but I've been an owner of things of a gold and silver nature since I was 10 years of age. We're talking over 6 decades ago that I began to buy silver. And 2 years later, I began to buy gold. But let's talk about fool's gold. I don't mean the type that's gold-plated, that's got lead inside of it, or maybe even silver if you're lucky. No, we're talking about a different kind of fool's gold, numismatics. Now, understand something. Numismatic has to do with the study and or collecting of rare or historical coins. Now, I'm not getting into a sales pitch on rare coins here. We're facing different times, ladies and gentlemen. We may never see a market again in my lifetime where rarity or pseudo-rarity is going to shine as it did many years ago. You know, when in the late 80s, about the mid-80s, 84, 85, when little by little old U.S. double eagle coins, St. Gaudens and Liberties, began to little by little start coming out of Europe. You know, when FDR grabbed the goods, he sold it. He stuck it all in the Ile-de-France, shipped it over to Europe, and sold it to countries over there. In France, it was illegal to leave France with a U.S. $20 gold piece in your pocket. It was illegal to sell them. They were sitting on them, hoarding them themselves. I don't know what the story was. But the fact of the matter is, little by little, they started getting bought here, But the numbers were small. And the sales pitches were grand. Oh, my God, were they grand. There is a sales pitch. Yeah, you know, look, there's a lot of companies will try to sell us on this idea of gold confiscation. And they talk about, you know, collectible or numismatics would offer effective protection, but they don't. They do in one sense, but not given what you would probably pay for them. Because there is that other sales pitch that most dealers will use while trying to upsell you to the higher-ended numismatics. Oh, and they'll argue that on investment merits alone, numismatics are a better bet. Well, that might be a more rational line of thinking than the typical confiscation con. It's bad advice for investors hoping to protect their assets in an economic slump. At the very minimum, I've long urged investors. Now, keep in mind, when I talk about investors, I'm not talking about investors with a Wall Street mindset. We're talking about investors who are trying to do that economic slump. They're trying to invest in security for their family. Who cares if spot is up or down or sideways? It's the fact of the matter is that gold will still bring you something where the dollar will not. And so I've long urged investors to keep at minimum 5 to 10% of their so-called portfolios in physical precious metals. And maybe more when appropriate. This advice far outside of the Wall Street mainstream stems from my view of the kind of crisis we're probably going to face in the near future. Oh, but all the big names, oh, they're protecting themselves from a global monetary breakdown, and Not like the headline I just shared with you. The big boys are starting to buy gold. They're starting to pay more attention. Yeah, I'm sure they're buying some paper gold, but they're buying some real stuff as well. Are the big boys, are the expensive boys, are they doing it with numismatics? Are they out there buying, you know, are they calling the muffler company and the cheese company saying, load me up with all the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberties you can load me up with? The answer is no. Most are too bright for that. You see, numismatics or alleged collectible coins are like stamps. They're not like stocks. They're like stamps. Now, let me interlude here. When coins, and understand, certification by PCGS, that's Professional Coin Grading Service, did not come about until about 1985. And a year later, NGC came along, Numismatic Guarantee Corporation. There's been some others, but some of them are pretty flaky. But the fact of the matter is, every coin that has ever been minted or struck by hand, if it were to be graded today by a professional numismatist, someone who understands and has knowledge in being able to assess the grade, hence the value of a coin. They, of course, have to look at rarity. But all coins would grade ineffectively from 2 to 70. 1 to 70. What's the difference? The lower the number, the more worn out that coin is. Yeah, it's detectable, but it ain't got a lot of value other than its melt value in the gold and silver content factor. But that would also include copper and other mixes. The higher the number, the more perfect and the more close to its original condition it is. You know, you look at a coin that's graded fine. Well, this coin's in fine condition. That's relative. On a scale from 1 to 70, that coin only grades a 20. It's not a particularly great condition coin. Of course, then you can get up to very fine, which jumps up to 40. Extra fine gets as high as 58, 59. You know, it just means they've had less use, they've got fewer marks, etc. Any coin that grades from 60 to 70 is one of two conditions. Either mint state, which means it was made in a business strike. It was meant to be circulated and spent, but maybe wasn't, or wasn't very much. And then, of course, the proof. Proof coins back in the 1800s, early 1900s, late 1700s, they were struck at the written request of collectors. That was the sole reason they bought them. And we're talking small numbers. Sometimes 135 specimens in a year of a given coin. That's all that was requested of a nickel or a dollar or whatever the case may happen to be. So I'm over-educating you, but it's important to understand these variables. So we got to watch the reference that these coin hawks do with this numismatic stuff. Technically, every one of them is numismatic. Now, just because a St. Gaudens or a Liberty is graded MS61 or 60 or 62 or 63, 64, that does not make them a rare coin. It makes them a coin that just survived whatever in pretty damn nice condition. Now, of course, there is no grade of PDM, pretty damn nice. But the fact of the matter is those coins are as common as the day is long. And these companies are out there selling these coins for $200 and $300 and $400 more than their gold content value. It's insane. Ain't worth it. I'm not against $20 numismatic gold coins. I'm just not buying into the so-called investment grade. We'll discuss this more when we get back. Yeah, I could use a full 2 hours today. Ain't gonna get it. You say my opinions are not fact. I want to ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yeah, we're back. A little Pink Floyd money in a roundabout way. It's what we're talking about. And I'm not going to be able to finish this entire presentation today, and it's okay, because I'm going to tell you where you can read the whole thing. As I share with you, numismatics are like stamps. They're not stocks. Now, look, there is a reason why a numismatic or semi-rare coin, they're not semi-rare, they're either rare or they're not, but why a coin of this caliber might sell for double, triple, or many multiples of the value of the metal it contains. It's because a collector values true rarity, or maybe, in fact, the beauty of the individual coin. As an investment, it might be on par with a stamp or a baseball card. People do make money flipping these items, but it's usually an experienced broker who can buy at a steep discount and sell at a very large markup, either to a collector who takes pleasure in owning the item but does not expect to profit from it, or to a naive investor who thinks they can make a lot of money selling an item to a collector, or an even greater fool. It's simple. If you're buying numismatic coins, chances are you're making a fast-talking salesman very rich at your expense. But once again, we've got to be very, very careful to understand the terminology of numismatic. It is a coin of historic value. It doesn't mean it necessarily increases the value of the individual coin. Certainly, if there's only one or two of a specific specimen or a year and a date and a mint mark known to exist, that is true rarity. That's not what these people are selling you. Okay, that's not even what I've dealt with some clients that have bought some exceptionally rare items. And as the years went by, another one showed up and another one and another one. And pretty soon it wasn't as rare anymore. But he bought at a time where the price was so bloody good that I know if he's still sitting on them today, some almost a quarter of a century later, he's not in bad shape. So let's talk a little bit about how the game gets played. The salesman might have a chart which shows the performance of rare and collectible and numismatic coins against regular bullion coins. Of course, the chart shows the numismatics performing much better, but those graphs inevitably track particular very rare coins, which are cherry-picked with the benefit of hindsight. For every one rare coin that outperforms, there'll be 10 to 100 that severely underperform. And only afterwards would you know which coin you should have bought. But you're talking about spending, you know, $1,800 or $2,400 versus $240,000 or $2.5 million. The $2.5 million coin is not necessarily going to put food on the table, folks. Okay? Just ain't going to do it. But those comparisons typically measure times of relative affluence anyway. When coin collectors are flush, in other words, they got the green, they're spending the money. Coin collectors. I'm not talking about the guys that, you know, stick the quarters and the dimes in the little blue books, okay? We all did it when we were kids. No, the chart that they're going to show you is likely to reverse during a recession, not to mention the inflationary depression that we're likely to experience. When times are tough, real coin collectors are just about as broke as everyone else. But there's a difference between a coin collector that fills the little blue book and the guy who's got big bucks that is buying the true rarities. I mean, I've got an auction sheet I get every week. And I get it only because I get it online because I like to look at the images. I like to see the kind of stuff that's being offered. You know, want to spend $20,000? Fine. That coin's not going to perform as well as a $2.25 million coin that maybe you'll find two or three people that might be able to go ahead and buy it from the guy. But the final comment in regards to the little graphs and charts that they put together, because the comparisons always omit the dealer's high markups and the markdowns that would more than wipe out the alleged profit for retail investors. Just like the story of the gentleman I told you about that Bob Chapman introduced me to. How could gold have gone up $400 an ounce when he bought all these MS64 $20 Liberties? And yet the guy was still in the hole by 30% of what the value of those certified $20 rarities were. Now, you've got to keep in mind, the average markup on numismatic, so-called rare common date gold pieces is 40% at least above their cost, which unto itself has little or nothing to do with the coin's melt value or bullion content. Keep in mind, a $20 gold piece is not even an ounce of gold. It contains 0.9675 of an ounce of pure gold. But by contrast, bullion gold is more than an investment. It's something you own so you can trade locally for the stuff you need, food, clothing, a roof over your head, even if the other guy isn't a coin enthusiast. In other words, it's money. One of the characteristics that makes gold money is its uniformity, meaning each coin is the same as every other coin at the same weight. Diamonds are not uniform because they vary in clarity and color, etc. They're not money. Numismatic coins, which vary in rarity, condition, date of issue, etc., they're also not money. They could be used as such, but boy, would you take a loss. No. Bullion gold coins. What's a bullion gold coin? A Canadian maple leaf. A Vienna Philharmonic. An American gold eagle. Those are bullion gold coins. They were never minted with the purpose of being spent the way you would spend a one or a five or a 10 or a 20 or $50 or $100 bill. Oh, yeah, the American Eagle has a dollar value on it, $50. Well, wait a minute. American Gold Eagle first came out in 1986. If my memory serves me correctly, in 1986, spot gold was worth about $386. Now, from that time, it's gone down, it's come up, it's come down a little bit, it's gone up. If it's an ounce of gold, if it contains an ounce of gold, why did they put a $50 value on a one-ounce gold coin when spot gold was $386 an ounce? I know the answer to that, but I'll save that for another day. Bullion gold coins will always have value. Paper dollars have less and less. And as the dollar declines, the price of gold will continue to rise, reflecting the stable purchasing power historically of the elemental. And what's more, in a volatile environment, bullion gold will carry a premium for being reliable and widely accepted money, just as the U.S. dollar does to some degree right now. And so I submit to you that maybe the worst time for numismatics, certified pseudo-rarities, is now. Oh, the cheese company would be angry with hearing me tell you stories like that. If we enter into depression conditions, numismatics may actually drop in value while the gold price rises. And as we've mentioned, numismatic coins depend on the demand of collectors, folks with plenty of discretionary income. When inflation is eating away our savings and the economy is contracting, who are these mystery millionaires that are going to buy your stash of St. Gaudens double eagles? If I'm going to own St. Gaudens double eagles, I want raw pieces. I want pieces that have had some degree of circulation, not to the point they've been chipped and scraped and bumped up, but, you know, worn, still being recognizable. Because I'm telling you, during the toughest economic time, the chances are real collectors will be also liquidating their collections as they lose their jobs and their investments go south. Oh, yeah, those coins' gold content will provide a floor to their value that stamps and baseball cards don't have. But the gold value is typically only a fraction of the retail price of a numismatic coin. If you pay twice the bullion value to buy a so-called rare coin, probably isn't even rare at all. Now, keep in mind, although bullion could double in value, and you still might not be able to sell your numismatic or rare coin for a profit. But if you buy a regular bullion coin, the gold price only has to rise the amount of the markup above spot before you profit. In short, the idea of numismatic coins as investments should be put to rest once and for all. Not unless you're a super, ultra, uber rich cat who can afford to do it. You want to buy it because you can afford to put them away and enjoy them for the beautiful works of art and piece of history that they are. Don't buy fool's gold, people. Gold's a commodity. Bullion coins like the eagle, the maple leaf, etc., are pre-measured units of that commodity. Stamped with a design is a quick signal of authenticity. And it's also, gold is also history's most reliable form of money, which makes it a good commodity to own when the world's paper money system is in upheaval. But buying an Armani suit is not an investment in wool, nor is a numismatic an investment in gold. The only people who should be buying numismatics or true collectibles are those who appreciate the coins for their aesthetic value and take pleasure in owning them, not those hoping to preserve their wealth. Gold still has a long bull market ahead of it. It's not too late for Americans to dump their dollar for a real store of value or convert their current position in overpriced numismatic gold coins into bullion products. Yeah, something you want to talk about? It's an area I specialize in. Maybe you, over the years, got conned into buying a whole bunch of those overpriced numismatics. Gee, I remember when I left the cheese company where gold was sitting. It wasn't particularly high. You know, maybe it reached an $1,100 figure for a short period of time, but back in the early 90s, I'd have to go do some looking up. But why were these coins selling for 60, 65 cents or percent above their melt value? Because they had a good BS story and the people bought it hook, line, and sinker. They're a fine Christian firm. They prayed with me. Oh, good. That's another good scam. The key, my friends, is to find a trustworthy dealer with fair markups. Avoid dealers with teaser prices on the bullion coins you want and aggressive sales pitches for numismatics that you need to avoid. And I strongly urge you, for further insight into this topic, very in-depth, I invite you to go to Morgana Precious Metals. Under the header, Why Gold, which you'll find under the, that's a subheader, the main, well, I'm going to shorten it up for you. There's an article we published and actually wrote some years ago called Beware, the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers, because it will expand on this immeasurably. Everything I'm sharing with you during this segment of the program today is entitled Numismatics Are Fool's Gold. That article is on the front page of Morgana Precious Metals today. It'll probably be there for a few more days. And it'll remain in the archives. But if you scroll down to just a bit over halfway in the article, you'll find a link that will take you to that article entitled Beware, the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers. Look, if you're currently holding a supply of certified PCGS, NGC, etc., graded U.S. 20, 10, 5, or other so-called rarities, might be a benefit to have us do a complete no obligation cost versus benefit analysis of your so-called collection. And that'll help you determine if you'd benefit at this time to a conversion to bullion type coins. I once performed such a service for one of my clients and increased his holdings by over 8 ounces of gold. It was like handing the guy $11,000. And in a short time thereafter, he'd already seen the benefit at a time when the generic common date rarities had continued to decline in value, even while gold was going up. So, as I referenced in the article, Beware the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers, there was another story of one of my clients who had also benefited greatly by doing a similar conversion. And at the time he did his exchange, gold was trading in the $500 per ounce range. And today it's at nearly $1,350. Guy's done pretty well, huh? Don't you owe it to yourself to look into the facts of your collection, see how much stronger your position might be? So I extend this invitation to you to visit Morgana Precious Metals. Read this article, which once again is entitled Numismatics Are Fool's Gold. Follow the link that's embedded, entitled Beware the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers. Put some effort into this thing. Number one, to make sure you don't ever get taken again. And number two, maybe I can help you improve your position. Let's see what kind of value you can get out of your so-called certified pseudo-rarities. How many more ounces of gold bullion can we acquire for you to strengthen your position for real security? Our phone number is listed. There's an email at the bottom of the page. I've not updated that email address yet, but that one is still functioning. Something I need to work on this weekend. I do expect to get a decent response to this sensible offer. There's no cost to you for this other than time. If you'd spent the time to begin with, you might find you'd be sitting in a better position today. Oh, I'm sorry. You bought when gold was $1,700 and $1,800 an ounce. You mean just before it hit $1,900 and collapsed back? In the early 2000s, 2002, I believe, gold was at about $250 an ounce. It went to $1,900 eventually, down to the very low 1,100s. It's currently sitting at $1,350. I can comfortably visualize $1,700 an ounce. $3,750? Yeah, down the road. But like the other article says, you don't want to live in a world where gold is $10,000 an ounce. But if you had it, and you could provide for your family, you'd do it as well and as long as you can. Now, our phone number, 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. That is not my office number. I could give you my office number, but to be honest with you, it's going to call forward to that number I just gave you. I'm on the move a fair amount. Many of you know that I renovated two homes over a several-year time period, and it was just easy to forward my phones to where I was working. I moved into both of those homes while I was doing the projects. But I've continued to work with clients, provide advice, provide gold, silver. We've had clients do some trading. We've had some clients that have been forced into liquidation. Some have done well, some have not. I had one client that would come back to me about every 3 months. He needed to liquidate four or five or six MS-64 $20 Liberties. And I could give him a price, but also told him that, you know, if any of the coins are marked up or they're not, whether they appear to have been cleaned, whatever, you're going to get a little bit less for it. But he knew that going in, and we did pretty well. And I was always concerned because the market was down and down. He said, Jeff, don't worry about it. I've had these things for years. I didn't pay all that much for them. And they were all graded certified coins. But just having them for years doesn't mean anything. You know, like I said, the client before, 4, 5, 6 years later, he was still 30% in the hole. That's because somebody gouged him to begin with. I get very angry with that stuff. Hey, you want to buy certified, you know, PCGS, so-called numismatics? You'll pay a very fair price here. Nobody will touch it. Nobody. It's been my thing for years. $50 above my cost is all that anyone would ever pay. And I've got two or three sources I'll go to make sure I get you the best price I can. Now, very quickly to end this program today, a couple of quick things. We've been talking a lot about gold this last 40 minutes or so. Keep in mind, the silver offering that we've had running for several weeks is still actually active. My guy stepped up to the pump, made sure he had plenty of 1 ounce Buffalo silver rounds. Even though silver has been moving around, we're still in a very tight range with it. If you go to Morgana Precious Metals, click on the picture of the nice hot pirate chick kicking over the gold trunk of coins to the right. It'll take you to the article and give you the updated price, $2,625 for 160 rounds, or 160 ounces of brand new silver bullion rounds. But that offer is still on the table. There's been a relatively small amount of fluctuation there, even though just before going on the air today, gold was silver was what over? I think it was just like a $1,500 an ounce, $1,501. Right now, it's at about $1,498, somewhere in that area. Not a bad place to be. The second thing is because of what we've been talking about, this gold thing right now. We've got access to a darn good selection of 1 ounce gold American Eagles. I don't care what the date is. I don't care what the year is. You're not going to get beat up things that have been in some guy's pocket with a bunch of pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters getting beat to death. I did some hard research this morning. Based on where gold is right now, prices I was finding on the net from some of the biggest distributors and retailers in the country, 1 ounce gold eagles ranging between $1,398 to $1,428. That was a pretty good average. Now, currently, spot gold is in the $1,345 to $1,350 range. Give it a few dollar range. These companies are offering 1 ounce gold American eagles for between $1,398 and $1,428. That's a good average range, what you're going to find out there. I've got them available at $1,385, $1,385 per 1 ounce eagle. You want to buy something similar in a numismatic coin that doesn't even have as much gold? Yeah, you're probably going to be looking at $1,600-$1,700 and up with the song and dance that comes along with the deal. So, give us a call if I can be of help to you. Don't buy the nonsense with the numismatic stuff. Stop. I don't care how slick and how good. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear your wife is sick. I wish I lived closer. Don't buy into this stuff. It's nothing but a BS sales pitch. I don't play the game. I won't play the game. I can be reached at 602-799-8214. That's by phone or by text. You can also go to Morgana Precious Metals. You can email me through there. I may not be able to get back to you immediately, but do leave a name and a number and leave me to know the best way for me to contact you. I don't put you on a list. I'm not going to hammer the living daylights out of you. I'll be here for you when you need the help and the advice. That's what we do. Jeff Bennett here, Morgana Precious Metals, doing the work for RBN and ourselves and for you predominantly. You're our goal. Get you cared for. Get you on the right path. Don't buy into the nonsense because that's what's being sold. Ooh, now that's nice. I don't even want to know where this place is. We're reaching the end of our time. I hope you've enjoyed this today. I tend to try to teach some history. I try to give you some common sense guidance. Once again, the name of the article, which I've shared with you directly off the site, is called Numismatics Are Fool's Gold. Go to the front page, MorganaPreciousMetals.com, and you'll find it right below the today's headlines, the June 18th headlines. And there's a lot to keep you busy, a lot to keep you reading. Psst, they don't make them like they used to. Another story. You'll see that video while you're there as well. Always try to throw a musical piece in there. We're just about out of time, I think. And yeah, we're there. Princess Julie, it's been an interesting hour, as always. For those of you out there listening, I'll be around. I'm going to have a busy day. I'm here, I'm there, and everywhere. But the phone is in my ear. You take care of yourselves. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.